Welcome everyone, and thank you for joining Small Caps Investment Research. In today's interview, we will find out lots more about Gatekeeper Systems, which provides wireless, high-resolution video security and safety solutions for in-transit applications such as school buses, municipal transit, law enforcement, and the military. The company is listed on the TSX Venture Exchange with ticker symbol GSI. With us today to discuss Gatekeeper Systems is its president and CEO, Mr. Douglas Diamond. Doug, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Doug, as this is our initial interview, could you give us an overview of Gatekeeper Systems and its activities?
Yes, I'd be happy to do that. Gatekeeper Systems, I started as a small private company several years ago and recently took it public. With the goal to grow a much larger company. One of the strategies, of course, was to leverage our stock as a currency to help us grow. Our primary market is in the K-12 business, protecting students in and around school buses by providing a rugged recording system that records video integrated with GPS for vehicle location, vehicle sensors, voice, and a number of other data points. We also have a software application that allows our customers to manage the video, find incidents, share them with parents. When there's problems such as bullying or other more serious problems such as gang warfare or criminal activity, sometimes that information has to be shared with law enforcement. We're finding that our systems are used for, or the information that we collect is being used for accident investigation as well. So there's a number of reasons why this information that we collect, the video integrated with GPS and vehicle sensors and voice, is used to help managers better manage their fleets. Additional markets that we are opening up include law enforcement, transit, specialty vehicles, a heavy haul market. If you really look at the mobile marketplace in general, it's fragmented into different market sectors, and each market sector typically needs video, to make sound operational decisions in order to save them money. And really, that's the business that Gatekeeper is in.
Gatekeeper Systems is basically organized into two divisions. Let's discuss both of them into more detail. First, we have Gatekeeper Mobile Video. Can you give us some more information about this division and where it is active?
Yeah, I sure will. When I first was starting Gatekeeper Systems, I wanted to create a company, and perhaps it's a good time to talk a little bit about my background, because I used to work for a company called Silent Witness. I actually sold them a technology that was installed on school buses back in 1992 as the first video system put on school buses back then. We grew that business out under multiple product lines, similar to what we're doing here at Gatekeeper. With only one brand, it was brand under Silent Witness. So when it was time for an acquisition of that company, the company that came in and acquired them, Honeywell, for $72 million, really had to buy the whole company, because all of the products were associated with one brand name, Silent Witness, which was the actual name of the company. When I created Gatekeeper, I wanted to do something a little bit different. I wanted to create a technology platform that we could sublicense it into different divisions under different brand names for specific markets that might have different requirements, and by doing so, we may be selling product with tweaks to the platform that really allow us to sell that particular product under a different brand in a different marketplace for more money. The focus of Gatekeeper was on the K-12 market, and now it's evolved into transit. So those are the two main markets that the Gatekeeper brand is used for.
And could you give us an example where the video surveillance system is in operation to illustrate the potential of this division?
In the K-12 market and the transit market, we have approximately 3,000 customers since we launched the company several years ago. Just recently, we've landed a strong customer with approximately 2,000 buses in the state of New York. They do business with New York Board of Ed that operates approximately 7,800 buses through 200 contractors. And this private contractor called Logan Bus, they are the single largest operator under the New York Board of Ed contract, and they provide services in that Northeast region. So that's just one example. Another example is in the Midwest, where our systems are used by Cook Illinois Corp. They have approximately 2,000 buses. You'll see some news out as your investors get a little bit more familiar with Gatekeeper recent news releases from a company called Midwest Transit. Midwest Transit is out of Illinois, and they've recently put a purchase order in for $1.5 million U.S. They're our new partner of ours in the Midwest. They provide sales and service and support and new vehicle sales in the state of Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Kansas City, and Missouri. And they're looking at expanding all across North America. So we look to that partnership as an exciting opportunity for us. Other areas we're finding is our systems are being used for the Department of Justice. We were recently approved as the video platform in Eastern Canada, where our systems are used on prisoner vehicles. We're starting to see the systems being used in ambulances and fire trucks. So there are a number of mobile markets that we see ourselves growing into as we grow out the business.
The second division that I'd like to discuss is called Deep Development Corp. Would you tell us a bit more about the target markets of this division?
Deep Development Corp has a brand called Viperfish underneath it. And we started to penetrate the scientific recording market in the ocean side. So any type of underwater activity was recorded as that market moved from replacing analog recorders to digital. Part of the growth of the Viperfish brand started to move towards the military side. Because we were known as a rugged platform for the scientific market, the United States Air Force became aware of us and asked us to adjust the platform to operate in a 10,000-foot unpressurized environment, which is what the United States Air Force gunships operate in. So we were able to successfully do that. We adjusted the platform, and we were selling smaller amounts of units, but at much higher price points, right? So our systems are actually used on the AC-130 gunships. Boeing Aerospace is a customer. We're also used on the Sea King helicopters. Special Ops, United States Air Force, is a customer. But we're quite excited about our relationship with the United States Air Force, and it really lends some credibility to our overall business, because if you can design product that meets those tough requirements of the United States Air Force, you know, that helps to build this credibility across all of our marketplaces.
Wow, well, that's very interesting. Now, you have over 100,000 video devices installed, so the amount of data and information that they collect must be enormous. Do you see opportunities in that area?
I absolutely do. In fact, this is probably one of the single most exciting part of the future at Gatekeeper. I really see us as a solutions provider, a company that provides all of the pieces to an overall security systems for our mobile market customers. But the data that we collect is where the real gold is. And I see Gatekeeper in the future as being a company that steps in and manages that data. So case in point, the stop arm camera business, although it has been slow to take off, we have hosted services back here at Gatekeeper Systems in Abbotsford, British Columbia, and we are managing those incidents, partnering up with law enforcement and school districts right here in Abbotsford. And that was really our first step into managing data from a remote site. Now, those stop arm camera projects, we have 5 projects that are in operation in the state of Georgia, and we provide the systems free of charge. And we share in the revenue. 50% goes to the gatekeeper, 25% to the school district, and 25% to the county. Through our data collection systems on those school buses, reading license plates and integrating with the metadata to match the state legislation, we then send that evidence back to Abbotsford through our TIMS cloud-based software application, which manages the entire ticketing cycle. And we collect the funds and then we disperse the funds. So Gatekeeper is an end-to-end solutions provider. My point is that we're starting to manage data from a remote site. In the future, what I see is the information that we're collecting from all of our devices is an opportunity for us to manage various forms of data. Let me give you an example. In the case of, say, transit authorities, we see an interesting opportunity in collecting evidence, but being more proactive in collecting evidence. And what I mean by that is some transit agencies are spending upwards of $40 to $50 million a year defending themselves against false liability claims. We believe that in the future, we could put a service in place that looks at the data that we're collecting and determines where there's a potential false liability issue that is that could come at the transit authority. And we collect that information and store it for them. And if they have a lawsuit against them, they'll have this information to help defend themselves, right? So recently, we were able to get information from Southeast Pennsylvania Transit Authority in Philadelphia, where they're able to save up to $20 million a year because of a proactive evidence management structure that they have. And we believe that that problem exists in most transit authorities, and this would be a unique way to help them save money. Because in most transit authorities, the retention policy on video is only 30 days. And the lawyers that are looking to sue transit authorities for various reasons typically wait until the video is overwritten. And, so authorities don't have that video. So this is more of a proactive type of approach to look for problems that our systems are recording and then clip that video and store it, waiting for the lawsuits to come at them. It's a major problem in the U.S., false liability claims in transit. You know, they'll stage an accident and then they'll jump on the transit bus after the accident has happened and they'll claim that they were on the bus during the accident. And that's where the lawsuits come from. So it's a major problem. And managing evidence is one way to deter that problem from happening and save the transit agency's money.
Now, you reported third quarter financials for the period ended May 31st, a few weeks ago. Would you give us an overview of those results?
Yeah, sure will. The revenue for the 3 months ending May 31st, 2018 was just over $2.5 million, and that was compared to about $2.274 million during the same period last year. It was about an 11% increase. It also included approximately $300,000 in recurring revenue that comes from our newly formed U.S. subsidiary, Gatekeeper Systems U.S. We acquired assets of a company in Delaware, and we transferred maintenance contracts on video to from SEPTA, Southeast Pennsylvania Transit Authority, to Gatekeeper USA. We are performing maintenance on the video systems that they currently have in place on approximately 2,400 vehicles. The gross profit during the quarter was approximately $1.36 million compared to $1.18 million for the same period last year. And we've seen a slight increase in our gross margin to about 54% compared to 52%. And that gross margin can fluctuate, from time to time. It all depends on who we're selling to in the sales funnel. But, we bundle our software with our hardware, and provide a very good end-to-end solution that that customers see significant value in. So we're able to we've been successful at holding our margins, you know, in and around 48 to 52%, but in this quarter we're at about 54%.
Also, Gatekeeper's balance sheet looks very solid, with more than $4.6 million in cash and no long-term debt.
You know, last year we raised some money, and we really felt like it was time to strengthen the company's balance position, given some of the size of the deals that are in our sales funnel. And, you know, we don't have any debt. You know, our working capital was about you know, $6.7 million, a little over $4.6 million in cash and cash equivalents. And we've been spending money hiring people to really push the business forward one step at a time.
And could you describe the security and surveillance market that you're active in? For example, how big is it, and is it a fragmented market?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you look at the overall security market, is estimated to be, you know, around $28 billion. That number includes all your fixed site surveillance systems, street cameras, building cameras, access control, all of the devices that, including services that go into basically securing, you know, the North American market. But when you start looking at the mobile piece, you really have to start to carve out all of the different types of mobile markets. K-12 has about 550,000 yellow school buses, and there's between 30 and 50,000 yellow school buses manufactured every year. The transit market is a little over, 100,000 vehicles in North America. You know, you've got the law enforcement market that has about 410,000 vehicles. And then you've got all of these other markets, the heavy rail, you've got light rail and ambulances, first responders, fire trucks. Today's mindset is about getting access as quickly as possible to information. And video is information. You're able to determine what happened in order to either defend yourself or potentially prosecute. You know, so video is that centric piece of information that is required for a number of different reasons. And I think that's, you know, that's certainly one of the reasons we're starting to see more and more interest in mobile video.
And can you tell us a little bit about yourself and the other key executives of the company?
Yeah, certainly. My background was with a company called Silent Witness back in 1992. I mentioned earlier that I came up with a device, that a video device that recorded what was happening inside school buses, really to try to keep the driver's eyes on the road in front of them. So my background has been in security for quite some time. We recently hired a new CFO, Gord Klisold. Gord is just an outstanding hire, and looking forward to building on our company with him. Our VP of products and programs is a gentleman by the name of Doug Fraser. He's a seasoned senior, you know, manager, and he comes out of a number of areas. First of all, he was the global product manager for Honeywell, handled all of their networking products for the casinos. He was also comes out of the wireless side with Motorola, handled big projects in Japan for them. So really interesting background for Gatekeeper as mobile video heads towards more wireless and more networking and integration with various other third-party software applications. So he's a strong manager for us. On the engineering side, when Honeywell came in and purchased the last company I was with, Silent Witness, there was an engineering team that was nervous about that acquisition, and I was successfully able to convince their top engineers to join Gatekeeper. So collectively, we have over 100 years of experience designing mobile video platforms, from, you know, the software application for managing the data to the firmware, to the mechanical and hardware. So we have all the components here to really put us in a strong competitive type of situation as we move forward. The reason that's important is because as you start to get into some of these larger projects, such as city transit, you really have to have an engineering capability, you know, on your team in order to work with their engineers to interface your products with their high-speed rail and transit buses. And Gatekeeper has that.
Okay, that's very good to know. And before we go, what would you say are the most important catalysts that investors should look out for at Gatekeeper Systems in the next 12 to 18 months?
In the next 12 to 18 months, you know, our focus is on our core business. We are aggressively going after some of the major transit authorities in the cities. And I hope to, you know, put out news here shortly that educates your investors on one that we're really excited about. We will continue to build out our K-12 market. It's part of our legacy, protecting kids. I think that's a very good thing to do. We want to see this business next year be in the neighborhood of about $15 million in revenue, you know, and that would be up substantially from, you know, this past year. So, I really believe it's only a matter of time before that happens. It's just, when are the projects going to come in? Even though the revenue on the first deals might be a little bit small, that is certainly a catalyst for the future. On the data management side, this is important. Our goal is to introduce new video analytics specifically related to areas in mobile that give us a unique advantage over competing companies. We're about to introduce new algorithms that give us deep learning capabilities, so really artificial intelligence, being able to make decisions out on the edge from a more of an intelligence standpoint, so that we're really looking at only the video that is important to make a decision. And we're going to do that by adding analytics. That, I believe, is going to be a huge catalyst for Gatekeeper moving forward.
Fantastic. Doug, thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to give us an introduction to Gatekeeper Systems. We hope that the exciting opportunities for your company bear plenty of fruit. And of course, we'd love to have you back in the near future to discuss Gatekeeper's progress.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.